boldly made the declaration that in spite of what he was going through, in spite of where he was at, he would not remain in the affliction that he was in. He also declared that he would not only come out, but he said, when I come out, I will come forth as gold. Job 23:10, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Regardless of what you are going through, make the declaration that Job made. Declare it in your life. You will come out of your affliction and you will come out as gold. Just as God brought Job out, he is going to bring you out. He's going to bring you through. He might not take you out of the middle of your trial or your storm, but he'll be right there beside you to see you through the storm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll never leave you or forsake you. The children of Israel, they went into the affliction just like God told Abraham they would. They were in bondage to Pharaoh. Every day, for 400 years, they needed a deliverer. They needed a way out. They were desperate. And after those 400 years of affliction, the children of Israel made a decision finally to begin to call on the name of God. And once they begin to cry to God and keep crying to God about their affliction, God raised up a deliverer, a man by the name of Moses. You know the story. Moses, in obedience to God, goes to Pharaoh and he commands him, "Let my people go. Let them go." But Pharaoh's heart was hardened. You know, the same sun that hardens clay melts butter. The same situation that might make you soft and pliable will make another hard and angry. I've literally watched this firsthand. My grandmother and her sister lost their husbands on the same day. My grandmother was 25. Her husband was 25. He was from Canada. They were going to get his citizenship to the United States. He was a professor. He spoke 5 languages. An incredible man. Was a bookworm. My mom was 3 years old. Got killed in a head-on collision of 2 people that were playing chicken. Admiral Highway, New Iberia, the worst accident to record on that street. Killed 11 people in a car wreck. Walked away scot-free. Was related to former Governor Blanco. Go figure. My grandma lost her husband. My aunt lost her husband. My aunt had 3 children. My grandma had 1. I wish I could tell you that my grandma was soft and pliable. But she was hard. She was mad at God. She died a bitter, angry lady. I preached her funeral. My wife sang. Nobody else wanted to talk. She was that mean. Personally, I thought she was the right hand of the devil. Just saying. It's not funny then, but it's funny now. My aunt lived through the same situation. She's soft. She has friends everywhere. She's still alive. She's almost 80. She's lived a life, never remarried. Raised 3 children. They have families doing well. Has friends everywhere. The same sun that hardens clay melts butter. What's the situation you're going through? What's the trial you've been dealing with? Let God make you just get tender. Get real about it. We hide behind our emotions and our feelings of grandeur sometimes. We want everybody to see the happy face. We want everybody to think, oh, I'm on top of the world. When really, you're just struggling to stay alive. Don't cut God off. Don't cut off the Word. Let the Word get in your heart and make you tender. Make you loving and kind. Don't be like my grandma. Be like my aunt. Don't leave here empty. Don't leave here empty. You don't have to leave here the same way you came. Moses told Pharaoh time after time, let my people go. The closer you get to your deliverance, your breakthrough and victory, the more the devil is going to come against you. An increase of demonic activity against you is a sign that Satan has discovered your purpose. You're about to walk into the greatest season of your life. Folks, I'm telling you, we have families here this morning that are hurting. We have families in this community that are hurting. They need the love and peace and joy of God that we have, that God has given us. How are they going to get that unless they see it through us, in us, about us? If they see the same old thing they see from everybody else, why would they want to join us? Let them see God's joy in you. Let them see God's love in you. Let them see you're a worshiper and you love God. Satan doesn't want you to come out of your affliction. He doesn't want you to be victorious. He doesn't want you to be more than a conqueror. He doesn't want you to receive the promises that God has laid out for you. If hell is hitting you this morning, you need to get excited because God is on the move on your behalf. And He's going to bring you out of whatever you are going through. Can I speak some faith into somebody's life? Maybe you have a little bit of faith or no faith. But I want you to leave here today with great faith. You serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Alpha and Omega. That means the first, the last. He's from A to Z. The beginning and the ending. Before your situation ever happened, He knew about it. Before you ever got in the middle of your trouble, He knew about it. And He not only knew about it, but He knew the ending. And you're going to make it through. You know, if you read that story, it was fascinating growing up reading that story. One of my favorite stories about the children of Israel in Egypt. But if you'll notice through that story, it kept getting worse and worse and worse before it got better. He didn't just walk in and say, Pharaoh, let my people go. And, oh, hey, okay, go ahead. It got so bad. It got so bad. And in the end, God said did exactly what He said He would do. And He brought them out of where they were. And, oh, Egypt, hard-hearted Egypt, they weren't only saying, hey, you can go, but here's some money. Here's some jewels. Here's some gold. Take it with you. Take these blessings with you. Go ahead. Just go. Regardless of what you are going through, remember this morning, God is working on your behalf. He's not working against you. He's working for you. You're going through the fire, but He's making you into a more incredible person in Him. You can make it. You can live for God. You can be an overcomer. Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that He should lie, neither the son of man that He should repent. Hath He said and shall not He not do it? Or hath He spoken and shall He not make it good? Have some faith. Have some faith. Have some faith. Trust God that He's going to see you through that dilemma. And you'll look back in years to come and it's just going to be a little speed bump. And you're going to say, wow. I let that hold me back for so many years. I let that stop me from having the joy and the victory for so long. God, I just wish I'd have given this to you sooner. I'm not leaving here empty, God. I'm not leaving here the same, God. I'm going out victorious. I'm going out as a conqueror. Hallelujah. Exodus 3 and 21, I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. He's going to give you favor in the sight of the world. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. I'm not leaving here empty. I'm going out more than a conqueror. I'm going out victorious. Devil, you haven't defeated me. Devil, you haven't stopped me. Oh, you might have delayed me a little bit because I let self get in the way. But devil, you just get on behind me in the name of Jesus. I'm going to make it. Did you hear me this morning, harvest time? I'm going to make it. I'm going to be victorious. I want to go to heaven. Whatever it takes, I'm going to make it. You're going to make it. Point at yourself and say, I'm going to make it. Say it like you mean it. I'm going to make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to pour out His blessings. He's going to pour out His blessings. People that have laughed at you and told you, don't be faithful. You don't have to go to church. You're crazy. They're going to quit laughing. They're going to realize that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is working on your behalf. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord this morning. We serve a good God. You don't have to live in fear anymore. You don't have to live in doubt anymore. You know the difference between faith and fear? I'm coming to a close. The difference between faith and fear? Fear sees the storm. Fear sees the storm. But faith sees the rainbow. Fear sees the giants. But faith sees the grapes. Yeah. Fear sees the hopelessness, the hurt, the doubt, but faith sees an opportunity for God to be God. I'm not leaving here empty anymore. Fear sees the bills, but faith sees divine provision. Fear sees death, but faith sees the resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm happy to tell you this morning that before my grandma died, about a month before she died, she called me. Christopher, this is Grandma. Hi, Grandma. Just wanted to tell you I've been wrong. Wasted years of fellowship and happiness because of my attitude. Called to tell you I'm sorry. Grandma, it's okay. I love you anyhow. Folks, I believe that no matter what situation you've had to live through, go through, no matter what torment the devil has put upon you, you can make it just like Job. Don't curse God foolishly. Don't back out on God. Don't quit on God. God has not quit on you. God's eyes are on you. When you love those that did you wrong. He saw how you had the opportunity to become bitter, but instead you became better. He has seen your faithfulness. He's watched you come to church when you didn't feel like it. He's watched you pay your tithes when the devil said you couldn't afford to. He saw your offerings when it was a sacrifice. He heard you praise Him when everything inside of you told you not to. He heard you bless Him. Some people told you to curse Him. God knows exactly what you've been going through and what's been done against you. He knows what the people have said about you. But because you've stayed faithful, He's going to bless you. Your prayers are going to be answered. It might not be done when you think or how you think it should be done, but it will be done. Folks, living for Jesus is not a one-time experience. It's a daily relationship with God. There's none of us in here who are perfect. If you're perfect, don't join any church anywhere, because it won't be perfect anymore. Because none of us are perfect. But we are forgiven by the grace and mercy of God. I believe there's a revival and a harvest coming to Harvest Time Worship Center like never before. Loved ones, friends, people that maybe they've hurt you with things they've said. And you're going to have to forgive them. And you're going to have to get better instead of bitter. And let it go. And say, I'm here to serve God also. You would stand to your feet all over the building this morning. Faithful. I'm not leaving here empty. I'm going to leave faithful this morning. I'm not leaving here depressed. I'm going to leave determined. I'm not leaving here broken this morning. I'm leaving victorious. Oh, I could have quit. Preacher, they laughed at me. You don't understand. Faithful. They said I couldn't do it. Faithful. They said I wasn't good enough. Faithful. I'm going to be faithful to the end. It's not the one that runs the swiftest, nor the one, nor he that shines for a day, but it's he that endureth till the end. Don't leave here empty. Right where you're at this morning, would you join the hands of your neighbor? And I want you to pray for that person. Lord Jesus, right now, touch my brother. Touch my sister. Lord, you see the trials that they are going through. You see the circumstances that they are dealing with in their life right now. Lord, I don't know everything they're dealing with, but you do. God, let them be faithful. You see their faithfulness. You see their hunger. Lord, help them not to be bitter. In spite of the hurt, in spite of the pain, let your healing, loving mercy and kindness overshadow their life. God, I ask you right now to touch my brother and my sister. I ask you right now, Lord, to strengthen their family. Come on, pray it with me. Lord, strengthen their family. Strengthen their homes. Strengthen their relationships, God. Don't let them leave here empty, God. Don't let them leave here hurting. God, if it's an emotional need or a physical need or a financial need or a family need, I'm asking you to heal it right now. Lord, you said, by your stripes we are healed. We're standing on those promises. The Word of God proclaims it, and we're proclaiming it right now. Give them strength. Give them love. Give them mercy.
Give them peace in their life, God. Lord, I know it's confusing. I know they're hurting, but God, you be their comfort. You be their guide. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Folks, your best is in your future. Your best is in your future. It's not in your past, it's in your future. Your future is greater than your past. Ecclesiastes 7 and 8, it says, in there better is the end of the thing than the beginning thereof.